Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chuck and Winkler, Milwaukee's longest running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30 plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
Every time that thing says Packers, I think the who? Oh, the Packers. That, right. The lifeblood of the sport line in this state, but not as of late. Here we are in the middle of May talking Milwaukee Bucks. I was sort of right, sort of wrong. I said that yesterday. I turned 35, the big 3-5 yesterday. I'm not looking for anything. I'm just setting up a story. I said, I think they played on my birthday for the very first time in my life. They did play the day I was born on May 19th, 1984. But I'm thinking that was it was against the Celtics. It was a Saturday afternoon. I wasn't born until night. So I don't think they played on my birthday in my life until yesterday. Because okay, I wouldn't have been born then.
I probably covered that game. If you could look that up, and I tried last night.
I couldn't find if it was a day game or a night game. Because but I could tell you the score.
There was a playoff game. Well, there was a time they played back to back playoff games one year on a Saturday and a Sunday. And I'm wondering if that was it. It was like 84.
May 19th. No, they played Thursday and then Saturday, May 19th, 1984. They lost 109-100 to the Boston Celtics at home.
Okay, now they had just beaten, as I recall, New Jersey.
Yes, player.
Yes, yeah, because I referenced that one. They lost, when the Bucks lost game one to Boston, the Bucks also lost game one to New Jersey that year. And I remember covering that game. God, you weren't even born yet. That's amazing. you're 35. You know, it's not like you're 16. You're 35.
Yeah, I'm 35.
And I'm thinking, I remember that game one clear as day. Your mom was probably in labor when the Bucks lost to, or at least, you know, almost ready
yeah.
to. Yeah.
She was having an emergency C-section.
Daryl Dawkins.
Or you were covering Bucks because I was coming out the wrong way.
Yeah, Daryl Dawkins had like
that was a real
points.
Problem birth.
Okay.
It was
what
not
game,
good.
What game was it, the Bucks and Celtics, that Saturday game?
That would have been game three.
So they lost. They split in Boston, didn't they?
Yeah. So they went down 0-3 and then
They lost two in Boston. They won game three and then they lost.
No, they lost 1-2 and three and then won game four.
Yeah, won game four. I think that was the game that Charlie Crist played well in. And yeah, I remember that. I remember that well. You know how I remember that now? For game four.
Because there was a giant light that emerged from the skies as the savior of sports talk radio was being born at that moment. Bart the Ledge Winkler.
No. I remember having strep throat and covering game four.
Because you knew, your body knew that the terror of your life was being born.
How
and your body
that?
Went into a shutdown and gave you
just
strep throat.
Thinking where my career was headed, and I was in high school covering that series, thinking that one day, 35 years later. Well, age 35 is kind of a turning point, though, isn't it?
I can be president now.
Well, it is. It's just because people think of 30 and 40 and 50, of course, but I think of 35 is kind of like the springboard to that next part of your life.
Well, I haven't really even given it much thought until just now. Now I'm starting to get a little depressed.
Well, yeah, I got that's the way I felt. I thought 23 was too kind of a turning point, but
23. Okay.
At least you have the Bucks to make you feel a little bit better. Oh wait, they lost.
They lost. 414-799-1250. Billy's and Brown Deer, as we continue to talk about what happened last night, the 118-112 double overtime loss to the Raptors. So it's a 2-1 series lead, still in favor of the Bucks. What's up, Billy?
Hey, Billy. How you guys doing today?
I'm excited to hear from you, I'll tell you that much.
I mean, I've been waiting for 45 minutes. I must love this show, and I do love this show. What up, Chuck in Toronto?
Very good, Billy. I'm doing good. Me and the Canadians up here.
I'm good. Hey, you know what? You up there, you're the toughest guy in the whole country. You know that. I want to say this right now. Last night was not Milwaukee basketball. When you think Milwaukee, Bart, do you think soft, scary? Do you think that?
I do not. I think of that when I think of the suburbs, but not Milwaukee.
Okay, but even it's some hard cats in Germantown, too. I'm saying when you think Milwaukee, do you think submissive, afraid, passive, not ready?
Not these Bucks, Billy.
No, not our Bucks.
I'm gonna say this right. I'm serious. I watched the game twice already. I spent the whole weekend at NY to LA watching kids play ball from 15 to 18, trying to get a scholarship, going hard at it for nothing. I'm gonna tell you right now. I've been saying this to all my friends, all my family. They're telling me, JaVale, you a hater. I love the Bucks. I'm born in 1981. Okay, I've been watching the Bucks, Eric Murdoch, Channel 24. I've been to a few games because I can afford to go to the games, but I'm going to the games now. We went to the Boston game. I'm going to say this real fast. We had to hype up Middleton to attempt a dunk. Watch the game if you don't believe me. In that game, Marcus Smart was trying to shut down Middleton. We said, hey, Middleton, get at him. We on row four. He looks at us. He goes and tries to dunk the ball with heart. Nobody should have to hype you up in the NBA to play hard. Last night, you saw some cowards in the Milwaukee Bucks jersey. They're not ready for Toronto. They're not ready for Golden State. They showed themselves game one. Kyle Lowry, the sorriest all-star of all time, went off on us in game one, and we still won. People are like, oh, I'm happy. I said, you shouldn't be happy. You got great, great power forwards. You got great centers. You got great small forwards. You have subpar, scary, weak, lazy guards on the Bucks. Last night is an epitome of what we got. Get them boys off the team. That's why Giannis was looking forward. He looking forward because he don't want to say what he want to say, which is, Middleton, you only an all-star because I'm here. That's the
why do you say they're lazy? Billy, why do you say they're lazy?
I'll tell you why, Chuck. Let me say this, Chuck. I'll tell you, Chuck, why. If you watch the last 2 minutes of the game, watch how Ventier, do with the V in his name, Vladimir, dribble the ball. No one put their
Van
hand
Vliet.
In his face.
Yeah.
Van Vliet.
Yeah, I'll go with Vladimir the rest of the way.
right. When Vladimir got the ball, right, and he's dribbling the ball, no one puts their hand in his face. They're watching him dribble. I'm telling my son, like, listen, this is what I'm talking about. Everybody has the same problem. Either you want to get the ball or you don't. If you want to stop the ball or you don't. Giannis just dunked them on anybody on the team because he helps on defense. If you're afraid of the moment, yo, sit down. Your call before said, why did he put Bledsoe back in the game? Exactly. Bledsoe, you sit down, you are afraid. I don't care what your check says. I don't care if you got an all-star next to you. You're not an all-star. If your heart, you're not an all-star. The last game played us of the first quarter of the regulation. George Hill got the ball. This might have been second overtime. George Hill got the ball. Comes to the top of the half court, picks up his dribble. You're the point guard, and you pick up your dribble at half court to pass to who? Lopez, the center, who then passed to who? Middleton, who then drops the ball in a turnover at Kawhi dunks it. Y'all don't want the ball. You don't want to win. You might get hype in the city. You're not hyping up the win. Get them boys out of here. Somebody call Kemba Walker right now.
Billy's becoming one of my favorite callers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that guy brings the passion. I love
Billy.
It.
Keep it up, Billy.
Thanks, Bill. Good stuff.
He opened a Pandora's box there, though, because there is a lot to talk about. I mean, I don't necessarily disagree with some of the stuff he said. If that was the only Bucks game you watched this season, if you were not a basketball fan and then you say, all right, it's a Sunday night, I'm going to sit down and see what all the hype's about, and you not watch one game this season, you are wondering what the hell the hype is about, because soft, I think, is a decent word. I think they didn't have the intensity. Look, Middleton, you're going to argue about Middleton being a max player, and if he made that shot at the end of regulation, I don't think anybody has the conversation, but that is a conversation today. And again, this is not a conversation that he is bringing to the table. We're all looking ahead, fans and media alike, and noticing that, well, a lot of people have cap room. They're going to probably offer a bunch at Middleton. So to keep Middleton, we're going to need to make him a max player. So that, I think, is where a lot of that is coming from. Bledsoe has to be better. I mean, you look at him, you thought, oh, wow, he signed for a deal. Well, now it almost looks like a liability. Again, based on one game. Brogdon is going to make a ton of money. I don't see how the Bucks retain everybody. And it seems like if they do go the Middleton route, there's no way in hell they're going to be able to pay Brogdon. Brogdon's going to make at least 18 somewhere. That might be on the low end.
It might be. I think Brogdon has earned himself a higher paycheck just watching him in this postseason. He looks fearless out there. Brogdon looks fearless. This guy is off for 2 months, and he's come back, and he has fit right in, and he's looked great. I want to get to Giannis here for a second. Now, he had a poor performance. We saw the poor performance in Game 1 against Boston. Giannis has got to add another dimension to his game. I think that's the reason what we have to see. Otherwise, the flaws in his game are going to be exposed. He's really a one-dimensional guy right now. And what that is in that one dimension, he does very good. And Bart, is taking somebody off the dribble and getting to the hole. But when he doesn't finish and he's got to go to the free throw line after getting fouls, he can't make free throws. But Giannis has got to get a post up game, I think, in his repertoire. I know the Bucks are either a 3-point shooting team or Giannis barreling down the lane. But I think it would behoove Giannis to add a different part of his game, a new dimension. And I'm not talking about adding a 20-footer to his game. He's just not a 3-point shooter. I'm talking about I'd like to see him add a post-up game to his resume. And if he adds a post-up game, I think that certainly is going to help him out.
414-799-1250, 799-1250, Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. Let's go to the phones. We'll talk to our friend. Oh, look who it is.
Ram
on the north side, who we only hear from after losses.
Oh, hey, Ram. Stop it, Bart.
Hey, Ram.
I didn't know you were born in May.
Yeah, I'm a Taurus.
I am too. I was born on the 8th.
Oh, happy belated.
Yeah, so the Bucks clinched actually beat Boston on my birthday.
Was that a good birthday for you?
It was good. I'm ecstatic that they won 60 games, and you know, right now they're playing over the top. And I didn't see it. So, I'm like I told y'all before, I'm just taking this game by game. What I will say, Chuck, is what you said was Sunday amen true about Giannis, that a lot of Bucks fans are in denial about. And for him to be in the conversation to be a five-star player, he has to get a game similar to Garnett or Anthony Davis, and teams know it. Because you saw when they put the wall up against Giannis, I'm not going to say he's not getting fouled, but Leonard's getting fouled too. You know, and the refs are letting them play in these series. I don't think fans want to be watching games where whistles being blown every 5 seconds and that sort of thing. So, you know, this is playoff basketball.
Yep. And in the playoffs, they allow physical play. These officials were allowing it last night.
Well, I've seen it in all the series. Coming up, I mean, even though all of them, I watch quite a lot of basketball, and they've been letting them play, and I think that's what the fans want to see—the true hooping basketball fans. But back to the game, and I'm not trying to jump down on Middleton, but John Hammond said it best. He saw Middleton being a guy coming off the bench, and we're trying to make him something that he's not, and he's just not a starter. I mean, it's you know, his performance is showing that now. Him coming off the bench, killing the second unit? Yes. Definitely.
Well, who should start ahead of Middleton? Middleton deserves to be a starter on this team.
I'll put Hill there. Because right now...
Then who's going to guard... Middleton. Who's going to guard Kyrie?
Middleton's been very good defensively in this series and in the playoffs.
Well, Kawhi still shoots 52% from the floor, regardless who's in front of him.
Not last night.
I just looked that up. He shoots 52%, 90% from the line. So is he slowing him down? I don't know, but he's averaging 32. That's. I just looked that up on the score. But what I'm saying is, back what you said about the last caller said about the Bucks guards, I just don't think they got championship guards, Chuck. When you look at some of the guards of some of the other series, like McCollum and Lillard, our backcourt is not up to that. We're not top 10, you know, maybe 11 or 12, but to go to the next level, I don't know. And then the other thing is, what is our half-court offense? I mean, it seems like it's very convoluted in the half-court as far as ball movement, and it's like, oh, we give the ball to Giannis, and then Giannis can't create, we're going to kick us out. But what I saw when they put the wall up against Giannis and they were trapping. That was one thing I saw that, that Toronto did. They did a lot of trapping. And when you trap, it's because you're saying that you don't have ball handling. And am I right?
Well, Giannis is definitely limited in the half-court offense. Giannis wants to get out and run, and especially when an opponent can't set its can't set itself defensively. Now, against a half-court defense, Giannis sometimes struggles, and we saw that last night. And what happens? How does a team get to set up its half-court defense? Well, usually after an out-of-bounds play or after a made basket. And there were a lot of made baskets by the Raptors last night, and Giannis couldn't get in the transition. I mean, there were not that many transition baskets for the Bucks as a whole last night.
More from you guys, 799-1250, Ram, appreciate it. Reminder, today you can drown your sorrows in a slice of pie at Perkins, and that pie will come your way free of charge. Pie Society Monday, every Monday at Perkins, where after 11 o'clock, when you get a meal, you get a free slice of pie. It's pretty straightforward. That happens at Mondays after 11 at Perkins. Tomorrow, you want to talk about free? Kids eat free. When you get a meal after 4 on Tuesdays and Saturdays, kids will get a meal at Perkins. Good family-style sit-down restaurant. Very affordable. Great food. Great memories. You'll have a good time and a free slice of pie. Also, don't forget their new menu is filled with strawberries. They've added strawberries to the French toast and the pancake platters and the salads. So there's a lot of items now that are infused with strawberries as it is strawberry season. That's available at Perkins. More from you guys, 799-1250. We will continue to talk about these guys in the contract situation because it looks like Middleton, a lot of you guys don't want to pay him anything. Bledsoe may have been overpaid, and then Brogdon is likely to get paid big time, possibly somewhere else. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. Freems is in Canada on the Fan.
I did a great job. I mean, you guys watched the game. He was up and not, again, giving him quite as much runway to get flying off of. But so were the other guys that ended up on him in a switch or different parts of the game. They were all a little bit more locked in. Again, it's, you know, we took steps forward to get physical.
That's Toronto Raptors head coach and assistant manager at Whole Foods, Nick Nurse, talking about defending Giannis. I'm Bart Winkler. Chuck Freeman's in Canada covering this series. Ryan Horvat back here at the ranch. What are your feelings on Nick Nurse, Freems?
He and I are the same age, right around the same age. He's a guy who's just, he worked himself. He's a classic guy of a guy who's worked himself right up the coaching ladder. I mean, he was an assistant coach on the college level. He coached in the D League for a little bit. Then a couple of years ago, he got an assistant job with Toronto, and now here he is as the head coach. But I don't think much of him as a coach. I said that the other day. I said this last Friday. Yeah. I said I don't think he's that good of a coach.
You know what Nick Nurse looks like? He looks like the nightclub promoter that will only bring you in if you have six chicks with you, and then he'll make all those chicks go in first, and then right when you're about to go in, after bringing the six chicks, he'll put his arm out and say, "Up full capacity, player."
Yeah. No, I don't. Now, see, last week I said I didn't think much of him as a coach, but I felt like you thought he was a little better coach than I was giving him credit for.
I don't know if he's a good coach or not. I just know that I don't like him.
No, he'll be there 2 years, you know. And
why does he only wear glasses to coach? Why does he never wear glasses at any other time?
Oh, I don't know. Some guys do that. I've seen other coaches do that before, wear the glasses when they coach and then take them off all the other times. I don't know why. It's just the vision. Tom Crean used to be that way.
Nick Nurse looks like your friend that went through rehab and he's about 2 months out of rehab and he's telling you, this time, guys, I'm going to be clean, but you know that he's a week away from making love to the bottle again.
Okay, I don't see that, but okay.
Look, here's what happens in the playoffs, and this has happened in any playoffs over time. And I'm sure it happens with the players. It's got to, because it happens with the fans, where there's guys that you had no opinion about in any way whatsoever. And then once you see them a few times,
you suddenly dislike them. I still dislike Norman Powell from 2 years ago. I dislike a lot of the players on the Celtics just because of our interactions with the Bucks. So my question for the roundtable is, who are the three guys on the Raptors you hate the most? Chuck?
Number one, Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry starts with him. I would say number two.
Why aren't you a Lowry guy?
I think he trash talks a lot. I don't like him. I think Kyle Lowry thinks he's a superstar. I feel Kyle Lowry thinks he's, one of the best players in the NBA.
So he's got Eric Bledsoe disease?
Maybe worse. Okay. Kyle Lowry, number one. I put it the head of my list. Maybe Siakam, two.
Yeah.
Okay. Siakam, two. Siakam drives to the hole, and they never call the crowbar on him. And when I say crowbar, the crowbar is when you put that elbow out and you drive to the hole. My God. And, you know, Harden does that, but Siakam does it all the time.
Siakam's face is always like, every time he scores, he, like, is just waking up from a coma and realizing he's on a basketball court. What's that face?
Well, he played at New Mexico State. He played pretty bad basketball there. But Siakam, number two. And just because he's the enemy, I'll say Kawhi Leonard.
No, really, we love Kawhi. Come on, we love Kawhi.
No, we don't. He's the number one enemy right now.
Yeah, I can't hate Kawhi.
Oh, I do.
All right, so you're going to go Lowry, Siakam, Kawhi.
Yeah, I'll say Kawhi.
Horvat?
I think Kawhi and Giannis are everything that's right with basketball. They don't argue calls. You know, everything's not a foul to them. They just go to the other end and they play defense. I have to go overwhelming number one, Jeremy Lin. Sit down on that bench. You are a scrub. Sit down. He is standing up.
Yeah, Lin's reaction on the Giannis Euro step.
Yeah. Jeremy had his 2 weeks of fame back in 2012.
He had a great stretch.
17 teams later, he's still finding a way in the NBA.
Yeah, has anyone coasted off of 2 weeks better than him?
No. Even during that stretch, he was dropping like 27 points with like 11 assists.
Hey,
he was turning
like
the ball over
10
times.
The moon.
Right.
He scored 35 points for 2 weeks on a bad Knicks team.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's clearly the number one. Number two, I have to go with Ibaka. I love that OKC team with James Harden, Kevin Durant, and Russell Westbrook, but I hated Ibaka even then. I just don't like him. I just think he's a scrub. And then I'm gonna go Danny Green, number three.
Oh.
I don't know if it's the haircut.
Guy was 1-9.
Yeah, I don't like him. Even on the Spurs team. Like, I like that whole roster. I've never been a big Danny Green guy. I don't know why. I just can't stand him. And then Nick Nurse. don't like a lot of things that have to do with Iowa just from my time there. He's from Iowa. They love Nick Nurse in Iowa.
Well, sure.
I mean, they don't have many celebrities that come from Iowa.
It's because he looks like a scarecrow that came to life. He's like a Pinocchio scarecrow.
Yeah, now you could gamble legally there, and so that's just another reason I hate Iowa. So, yeah, I'll go Nick Nurse with an honorable mention.
I'm going to go Nurse at three. I'm going to go two, Norman Powell. A lot of carryover from 2 years ago. And then number one is a guy I just realized I hated starting yesterday, and that's Marc Gasol. Marc Gasol, man. He's just whining and crying the entire time. And I'm telling you, there was a free throw. I think it was Middleton at the line. I have to go back and check. But he was like in the position where he box out down at the baseline. And he's like flailing around like to the ref, but clearly trying to distract the guy at the free throw line. And that stuff is stupid.
The player talking about there with Gasol, I thought I was maybe the only guy who realized that. I was like, why?
Yeah,
how come this guy's allowed to be in the lane? You know, the guy's trying to shoot a free throw, and Gasol's like acting like an idiot down there. I agree.
Yeah, so if for nothing else, I hate Marc Gasol for that play. And those are my top three. Steve is in Brookfield, 414-799-1250. As we talk Raptors, Bucks. Raptors beat the Bucks, so they get top billing in that sentence, 118-112. Milwaukee still leads the series 2-1, game four tomorrow. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm disappointed like all Bucks fans are, but, you know, the only thing that bothers me the most is I think the coach kind of blew this, Benhauser. You know, I'm just thinking you got time, especially when they miss those two crucial free throws. Man, I mean, you got to call timeout and set a play up because we were having off-night shooters. Bledsoe wasn't doing good. Middleton wasn't shooting good. And I know it's easy to second-guess everything like that, but – holy cow, I mean, that's when you want to be coach of the year and stuff like that. That's when you come into play because anybody can coach great players. Everybody has stars on their players. But you got it. When that last minute comes in, that last 30 seconds, we should have stole that game like Golden State stole that second game against Portland. That was the time to steal that game. I know we're going to win the series. I'm not worried about that, but they're going to put walls up against Giannis. You know that's coming again. But it's just when you know that players that got you there, sometimes it's just not their night. And Bledsoe was a perfect example. He just didn't have it. And I know when he brought him back in, I heard another caller saying when he took him out and Hill comes in, I thought that was a good play, but then he puts him back in again in the overtime. And, I'm just kind of bummed out that we lost, but I figured it's going to go five or six, and that's just the way it goes. But, man, if you want to be coach of the year, then coach the last 30 seconds and win that game. I mean, you think about it. Who was the star last night for Milwaukee? Who was the star?
Brogdon.
Brogdon and Hill.
And how many minutes did Hill play compared to Bledsoe? That's the difference. Sometimes you just don't have it. So
Hill played more
because you know what's coming.
Hill played more.
They're going to double up. They're going to do the same thing to Giannis again. Now Giannis is not going to have a bad night every night. He had great rebounding and stuff like that. But man, when Hill makes that 3-point play, or one other thing, when Cogdon makes 2 3-pointers when we're kind of down earlier, I could not believe that they took him back out of the game and brought Bledsoe in. That just blew my mind. I mean, I was always taught when a player's hot, keep feeding the ball. He'll tell you when he's cooling off. And they took him out right after he makes 2 3-pointers. I mean, I'm not second-guessing. Like I said, it's easy to do. But, boy, it's just stuff like that that bothers me, you know.
I think he finds his spots.
We're going to win this thing.
Yeah, I think that Brogdon's back. I think Connaughton's minutes have shriveled a little bit. Certainly – Connaughton is not going to be playing over Bledsoe. But, Connaughton did have it going on. He did bring some energy last night. We'll see if maybe he plays a little bit more in game four. I don't, Bart, understand quite yet the substitution patterns for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis came out with about 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and I was like, why is he coming out of this game? Why is Giannis going to the bench in this game in the five minutes to go? I was like, why is he coming out? No. I want my guy in there, man. I'm not playing for tomorrow.
Was he at five at the time? I don't remember when he got his fifth.
I thought he was at four.
I think you're right. I don't remember.
But I thought he was at four. But
I wasn't even paying attention to his fouls until they said he had five. Yeah, I was just watching Marc Gasol have five and get out of that game on a tightrope.
I'm thinking Giannis has got who's getting foul troubles every game is for them, Lowry. Lowry seems like he's racking up.
Yeah,
the
he fouled out early fouled fourth. Out.
Powell fouled out too. How about that? Three guys fouled out of that game. Well, it went to double overtime, too. So, so I don't understand the substitutions. When sometimes in crunch time, Giannis is in, and then there's other times the Bucks will be up by 25 points with 5 minutes yet if you go to the game, and Giannis is still in the game. I'm like, what am I missing here on Giannis' substitution patterns?
There's been a lot of talk about guys you hate. There's been some anger building on this show. So let's try to bring it back to a calm sense of calmness. Cream City Carol joins us on the phone.
Oh, Carol.
Cream City Carol, how are we feeling? Diehard Bucks fan.
Well, you know what? We're learning what they mean by playoff pressure. They said we had no experience. Well, I was at the game Friday night, and I learned about the difference in energy. I thought that when we played in the second round that the energy was great in the arena, but when Friday night it was wild, and I thought, boy, this is a different level. I am understanding playoff energy and how it's different. Well, we learned about that last night, and one of the things that they talked about way back when we were doing good. Well, they've never been to the playoff. They've never won a series. Well, we've won two now, and we are learning about that. We needed that game actually last night to teach us about the energy level that we have to be at in order to play the rest of this series, and we're going to win. This was just a learning moment. We're going to come back stronger. And then to play in the finals. Oh, I I was so disappointed because I knew we were going to pull it out. We've been in positions like that before, and we have always pulled it out. But we just weren't there last night. Giannis had a tough game. He had a tough game. You know, everybody's allowed those. We just expect more from our stars.
What's going to happen when the Bucks? What's going to happen when the Bucks all when Giannis plays better tomorrow night? And I like to think Middleton's going to bounce back. Brogdon, you know, he's going to play well. If they bounce back and those guys play better than they do on Sunday night, they're going to win that game Tuesday.
Absolutely.
Bucks are still the better team.
I mean,
Bucks are the better team.
We are, and we are coming back stronger and better and ready to move forward. And by the way, the three players that I dislike the most are Powell, and Powell.
Oh, wow.
Why don't you like him?
Must be about the name Norman.
Yeah.
Well, true. You know, I don't like the way he walks across the floor.
Yeah, I don't either.
You don't like the cut of his jib, as they would say.
There, that's right.
You don't like the cut of his jib.
I don't. You're absolutely right. But anyway, I had a great time Friday at that game. Oh, it was wild. And one of the things I loved about that game was we're ahead 20 points. It's in the fourth inning. There's a loose ball on the floor, and Giannis is on the floor going after a loose ball.
Oh, yeah, that was a good
Friday
moment.
Night. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of a team we are, and that's the kind of a leader we have. He is just phenomenal. And you know what? My Malcolm is pretty damn good, too.
Carol, now you're dropping D words?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. You're good.
We'll do that anymore.
That's good.
Go Bucks.
There you go, Carol. Hang in there.
Cream City, Carol.
Only one loss.
Swearing and anti-Norm Powell.
Yep. Yeah,
that was maybe your best call yet.
Very much. Doesn't like the cut of Norman's jib.
It's Chuck and Winkler. Chuck is in Toronto. I'm back here in the Brighton Stratton College Athletic Studios. You guys, wherever you are, you're welcome to chime in. The radio.com app and the phone lines, 414-799-1250. Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins here on The Fan. Yeah! Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Chuck is in Canada. Brought to you by our friends at Hupe and Abraham. Injured? Call Hupe and Abraham. Voted best, rated best year after year. Visit Hupe.com today. And let's tell everybody that you're in the luxurious, some sort of studio, some, you know, all-powered satellite. Let's not let them know that you're in a $60 hotel near the airport. Let's really play it up, Frames.
Oh, yeah. But I'm broadcasting on this piece of equipment here. That's like a $5,000 piece of equipment.
Yeah, trust me.
I don't let this piece of equipment out of my sight. I just don't. I don't let it out of my sight. So, yeah, the hotel may be a $60 or $70 a night place, but the little device I'm broadcasting on, that thing's gold.
I took that down to Wrigley Field, and it almost got soaked when I had it in the locker room.
Oh, don't do that.
That would have been bad.
Yeah, which would be a 163?
Yeah.
Oh, you took it in there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that. I didn't see it in there.
Okay. I ended up hiding it in somebody's locker.
Yeah.
It might have been Pena's. I'm not even sure.
Yeah, I protect that with my life.
Brewers won yesterday, by the way. We'll talk to Adam McKelvey tomorrow at 8 a.m. Typically, he joins us on Mondays. Obviously, we've got a lot of the Bucks to talk about. We'll talk to Adam tomorrow from Brewers.com, MLB.com at 8 o'clock. The Raptors beat the Bucks 118-112 in a really frustrating game. I think that's a good word for it because they just got so close to taking the lead. They would tie the game a few times, but they just could not get there. Swimming uphill or, you know, not being able to cross the hump, whatever you want to say, it just they couldn't get it done. 414-799-1250. Let's go to Martinez, who's in Port Washington, as we continue to hear from you guys both via the phones and online at 105.7 FM. The Fan Martinez, what up?
Martinez.
What's up, man?
That's good.
Man, I went to sleep last night kind of angry, but then after I slept on that, I thought about it. I'm like, wait, they took two overtimes to beat us. And we had our top three players had the worst games of their life. And we lost by six, right? Only six.
Yeah.
Double overtime. So what made me happy about that is no way in hell they going to hold Giannis to 12 points ever again in this series. It's over. The game is going to be done in Milwaukee. They're going to win in five. And they're going to make Drake look really stupid because I'm pretty sure they keep showing that highlight of Drake waving by to Giannis. All he did was piss him off. That's it. And, you know,
why would you do that? The whole Drake thing, like, he doesn't help them. Everything he does just hurts him. It hurts the team. I don't get it. Anyway.
Yeah. But, yeah. And then, you know, I noticed certain things, like you say, Bart, they want that game five money. And I try not to think about
that. Oh, that's tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah. No. The Bucks wanted to close that out here.
Anything.
The players could care less about that game five money because that didn't affect their paycheck at all.
Not the Bucks. No. The league, I think the league just kind of like, no, they don't want to have two sweeps. So they figure Golden State probably going to end Portland. And if the Bucks sweep, dude, the next game is May 30th for the finals. You know how long that is when NBA?
Yeah. Although, that's a long time. You know, if the Bucks, if this series goes to game six on Saturday night, that's going to be a tough, I mean, that's usually the least viewed night of all the NBA playoffs because game six of Memorial Day weekend, you know, people aren't watching TV Memorial Day weekend. That's buried on a Saturday night. But I mean, if they play game seven, it's Memorial Day night.
I think that the NBA would prefer, Chuck, to have like every series be the greatest series of all time and go seven. Obviously, you would do that. I don't think the league is stepping in any way. I think what a lot of this comes down to is some of the officiating is just bad.
That's what I'm talking about.
But you got to be. I don't think that it's like bad on purpose. I think it's just bad because they're bad officials.
Okay, Scott Foster, he's a vet, right?
Yeah, but he's just bad.
He is horrible. I've seen him like I think it was the beginning of the game. Middleton went up and got damn near pushed down and threw the ball out of bounds, and dude just looked like their ball. I'm like what? And Giannis get clothesline. He can't get. How does Giannis not get a free throw attempt until damn near the end of the game? Like, who superstar does that? I never seen that in my life. It's like until I don't know what it is. Sometimes I wonder if you bring a superstar from another team here, will he get treated like that the same way? Like, say you brought Kawhi here, will Kawhi not get calls like that? I mean,
yeah. But
when's
the last time the Bucks had a
superstar?
When's the last time the Bucks had a superstar? They went like 20 years without an all-star.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I hope it's right that we just win in game five and they just want to stretch it because that was some horrible officiating. I mean, I ain't never seen that in my life. And my last thought, man, I got on Giannis last night on Twitter, and I'm not taking this back. If you're a superstar caliber player, man, you got to learn how to hit your free throws. So when they took him out the game, I was happy, man, because what use is him in the game if he can't make his free throws? You need to be clutch to make them free throws.
Okay, you know what? You're the second person besides me is calling Giannis out for his free throw shooting. Nobody else thinks Giannis has got a problem from the free throw line except for you and I.
I don't think that's right.
Oh, God. Yes. We did this. Remember? You even came at me.
Yeah, because you got to pick your spots. He was like 9 for 11 one night when you got mad and because he missed one late. And you said he's got to make his free throws. I said he made 9 of 11.
I think that night he was like 9 of 15. I don't remember that.
Just like in November when people were melting down because the Bucks lost a game to Phoenix or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you've got it. The way you feel right now, you should not feel in a regular season game. You wait until game three of the Eastern Conference Finals to feel that way. You got to stop equating playoffs to November games. There's different stakes on the line.
Yep.
So I think it was sort of the same thing when you want to talk about Giannis only 2 for 7? I mean, guy airballed a free throw. I'll talk about Giannis's free throws with you all day because now it makes sense. I didn't think it made sense back then.
Well, no,
Chuck, you were clairvoyant and you saw something that I couldn't see because
you have
more experience than me.
He's just not a Eau Claire Regis girls basketball 1993 state
assistant
championship
coach.
Assistant coach, yes. State championship.
As an assistant.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, well. Yeah, assistants get head coaching jobs. You know, I think
And where did you coach? Where were you the head coach of?
I could have.
I could have went to the NFL if my shoulder wasn't all messed up.
Who wants those headaches? I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, Giannis is free throw shooting. Yeah. And plus in the fourth quarter, this is when it counts the most. The superstars hit all their free throws in the fourth quarter. They go up to the free throw line, boom. I'm not saying he's got to be Steph Curry up there, who never misses and hasn't missed in 4 years, 5 years maybe. But just at least make your free throws, man. Make 90% from the free throw line.
Just so you know, I'm not coming at you. I know that we're
sure you are.
No,
hate girls basketball. You hate girls basketball.
No. I know that we were like sort of making out on Twitter over the weekend, so I don't want to.
You are coming.
I don't want to ruin that.
You don't like assist. You think assistant coaches like me and Mike McGivern, who also has won a state championship, you think we're useless?
We're best friends now. Didn't you read your own tweets? We're hashtag Bucks brothers.
You did. You threw a shout out to me, and I appreciated it.
I threw what?
A shout out to me.
That's not what it sounded like.
No, you threw a shout out.
Oh.
Maybe that's 3 hours of sleep talking.
Yeah, well, that one got out there because I think it was an accident.
No, shout. Now, you think it's funnier than I do, but shout out.
I threw a shout out to you.
Yes.
And we're Bucks brothers.
Yes.
Shout. Well,
the common bond is we both want the Bucks to win.
S-H-O-U-T, shout.
Yes.
On the fan.
The Bucks lose.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.